providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I got to ask you a question. Was the top of the hour news accurate? You're really starting to wonder, at least not you. I'm really starting to wonder how accurate the news is after that first segment that Jim and I did, realizing how really misleading the employment numbers for people who don't have any knowledge whatsoever of basic economic principles are really misleading those numbers were. Anyway, we're going to open up the second half of KER Politics. We're going to talk about the Durham investigation. When Jim and I discussed this off mic, and he really brought me up to speed as to what's going on right now, you know, it took 5 years, but it looks like it's going to be very, very successful. Jimmy, tell the listeners why it's going to be very successful.
So I can't speculate on the success, but what we do see right now is the Durham team indicting two key players, or actually arresting one, indicting another. The first indictment was a couple of weeks ago. It was Andrew Sussman. He was a Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer and a lawyer for the Democratic National Committee. And he actually would participate in his indictment. It specifically talks about him lying to investigators in the development of the Russian conspiracy theory. And what we're seeing now is the beginnings of what could become a flood of information on how the entire Russian collusion narrative was fabricated by the Clinton campaign and operatives within the campaign or associated with Hillary Clinton in order to smear Donald Trump prior to the election, but then most importantly, after the election, the continuation of the FBI and the Department of Justice undermining the rule of law and actually using some of the information they knew to be false to continue an investigation against the administration for political ends and purposes through the Mueller investigation. And the second, Andrew Sussman, a Hillary Clinton senior lawyer, connected with Perkins Coie law firm. And again, that's Mark Elias was with Perkins Coie, but he left Perkins Coie just a few weeks ago. Was hired on by the Terry McAuliffe campaign, but he's probably got to be looking behind his back on what's happening here because he was involved as well. And then Igor Danchenko is an analyst with the Brookings Institute. He was arrested on the 3rd of November for lying to the FBI on who was funding and who was behind the information that actually created the dossier that was used as the justification for the investigation against Trump, used as a justification to get FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, surveillance warrants against a number of members of the Trump campaign. And most of this information has been very carefully watched. And the reason why it's beginning to seep out is not because of leaks, press leaks, which happened almost on a daily, if not weekly, if not daily basis during the entire Mueller investigation by the Mueller team, but because of actual indictments and arrests. And what that tells me is that there's a very thorough process ongoing to get all ducks in a row, to actually get the legal foundation and the basis of this, and then ideally to come up with the truth behind who started this entire process that undermined and basically undermined the governance of America for a few years, and of course undermined the presidency of Donald J. Trump.
Just for a second, give our listeners, if you would, an example of some of the lies that occurred.
Okay, so there was inside this dossier, there were lies saying that Donald Trump had hired prostitutes to get on top of a bed that Obama had slept in the Hotel Rossi, I believe, in Moscow, and that the prostitutes peed on the bed. This was absolutely ridiculous arguments. There were lies that Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, had gone to Prague in order to connect with Russians. There was a lie that there was a server connected in Trump Tower directly to the Russians that was feeding information back and forth for them to coordinate the campaign activities, when in fact that server had been placed while Trump was doing, like 10 years before, or I think seven or eight years before, when Trump was doing business with Russia, but it actually was never used. These were lies that were perpetuated. And then, of course, the accusations that people on the Trump campaign were acting on behalf of Russian agents. And of course, you know, we saw this National Security Advisor, former DIA director, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, accused of spying, of false information, of giving information, and just incredible things for him to be fired and then charged with false statements. And then the judge would not, in spite of the prosecution saying we actually do not have evidence of this, the judge would not let it go. These types of things absolutely destroyed confidence in the Trump administration and kept Democrats on fire for years, and continue in some cases to keep pundits on fire accusing the Trump administration of collusion with Vladimir Putin and the Russian government in order to steal the election in 2016.
Boy, I gotta tell you, it did take 5 years, but if this thing comes out, the change that I've been praying for to occur in our country from a political standpoint is very definitely going to happen. And
I really hope that we get to the bottom of it, that it is legally founded. I think Jonathan Turley, you know, he's a well-known legal scholar, constitutional scholar. He's written saying how close this is coming to the actual Clinton, directly to Hillary Clinton. What we need is the truth to come out and legally sound principles, that all the T's are crossed, all the I's are dotted, and this stands up and not just become another political circus. There's no question the left is going to continue to argue that it's a political circus. They've argued that the Durham investigation was just political retribution. But the reality is, we have to have confidence in our government. We have to have confidence that the members of the senior leadership, including Robert Mueller and Jim Comey and Andrew McCabe, as well as, you know, Sally Yates in the Department of Justice, Rosenstein, some of these other people, that they are acting not with political ends, but actually acting in the best interest of Americans and protecting individual civil liberties and rights. Without that, our entire nation is at risk, and it's edging ever so closely with this administration.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, one of my reasons for being somewhat cautious about Donald Trump is the fact that he's not conciliatory. Now, in the end, it would appear from what your investigation has turned up, Jim, it would appear that Trump is going to be the winner. But I have to say, if he were a bit more conciliatory, in my opinion, I don't think any of this would have happened, and I think he would have served two full terms.
Yeah, I think there's no matter what, they would have attacked him. They did it. They're doing it to Glenn Youngkin. They're doing it to anybody. And they have no moral guides, no moral rules to keep them from cheating and stealing, because they don't look at a higher power. And that's the unfortunate reality of winner-take-all politics.
Jimmy, real quick, because we're down. We've got about 20 seconds left. I want to talk in the second hour about how they're doing this to Youngkin. That's one thing I totally don't understand. Just unaware of it. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back to wrap up KER Politics with my friend Jim McKinney, the best informed political individual in the country.